Whenever you get ready. All right, Sunday morning, 11:22:20. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. Dominion over dominion. I didn't bring. I saw something this week, and I didn't bring this up here. I intended to. Dominion, the one that's in charge over the COVID-19 is the Dominion Diagnostics. Dominion Diagnostics. And we know that this Dominion system is all over the world. It's been put in place all over the world to skew elections, to get the swamp creatures in power all over the world. So when this happened, they could just spring it on everybody, and we can kind of see that happen. Okay, it's well documented that the Dominion voting system has had a hand in rigging elections all over the world to bring to power the Antichrist leaders. From what I understand, this cheating has been going on for at least 50 years. We're living in an amazing day that God has given us wisdom, and he has given us, as his people, dominion over dominion. I typed it on here. I'll just read my own paper. I read a Vincent Fusca post this week, and here's what it said. Those in charge of COVID testing is Dominion Diagnostics. We have dominion over this demonic Antichrist agenda in Jesus' name, and I'm just going to read some scriptures to you concerning this. First one's Genesis 1:26. Y'all just listen. I'll just do it fast. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And that means the creeps, swamp creatures. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, even the creeps, the swamp creatures. All right, Luke 10:19. So I'm going to start with verse 17 there. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. Dominion. And he said unto him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. A lot of people think the devil and his things is the biggest and biggest thing and everything. Right here, Jesus says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. He's been made a big thing when he shouldn't have been made a big thing. He should be like a bug we squash under our foot and everything he does. Okay, Ephesians. I like these Ephesians. I read these not every day, but Monday through Friday. Ephesians 1:17. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto, I say me, you could put you in there, you, the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and what? Dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he had put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we are that dominion in the earth. And you hath he quickened, chapter 2, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The people are acting up the way they are because they're under the prince of the power of the air. the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were not by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Do you see that? Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're to walk in his dominion. Okay, the third chapter, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant me, or you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. So what the Lord's been teaching us, to walk by the inner man. We're learning to walk by the Spirit, so we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Therefore, we do not come under the prince of the power of the air. That Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Sounds like a victorious church, doesn't it? A place of victory that he's brought us to. Romans 5:17. We have dominion over dominion. I've been speaking to that spirit. We have authority over you. Your days are done. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I've been calling for that. Lord, thank you that where sin abounded, grace is now going to much more abound. That's overtaking the darkness with light. That in the air, when the prince of the power of the air and his bunch are cleared out of this atmosphere, it's going to be so hard to ever sin, because righteousness is going to reign. It'll just be natural to do right instead of wickedness being so heavy. Okay, Revelation, two more. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who's the him? Who's the him? The one that accused us day and night, the preceding verse says. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. All right, last one, Philippians. This is a good one. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So there isn't anything. There's nothing. I don't care how creepy it gets and how far out it gets. There's nothing in these three dominions that we don't have authority over. In Jesus' name. We have dominion over dominion. All right.